You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. But we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes.
Hi, I'm Laura Maley. This is Michael Anderson. We're Wondrous Agency, and you're watching the Best Practices Show.
Hey guys, thanks for watching the Best Practices Show. We take a look at the best business practices from the best dental practices all over the world. And if there's one thing we know about marketing is that you have got to get involved in social media. And a lot of us kind of struggle in where to go. And so today we're going to be talking about how you can't get left behind and how you can truly step up your game when it comes to social media in your dental practice. With my good friends from the Wondrous Agency, you do not want to miss this. So do me a favor, grab a pen and hit the share button. You're going to love this. Now, a couple show notes. We are shooting this live on Facebook like we do with all of them and just having a blast as we do them. So if you're watching this and you have questions, add them to the feed and I'll dish them right to the experts while we have them on the show and we'll get the answers straight from them. Also, if you're watching these later on, like a lot of you are, continue to add questions to the feed and we'll do our best to get back to you and give you the answers you need because we want you to get the most out of this. Have your team watch these too. Team members tell us all the time, they love getting great education. We've got some of the world's best experts on here. Share these with your team. Keep sending us suggestions for shows. I love them all and we're having a lot of fun and getting we're packed in the fall sessions here, up over 39,000 followers. Over 150,000 of you have visited us on iTunes, and I don't have anything to say, but thank you. So both of my guests today, we've had them on a couple times, and we've got kind of the Milwaukee connection going on here. You guys have been great partners and advocates and, you know, resources for not only our community, but clients that we have on the marketing side of things. I know who you guys are. A lot of our watchers know who you guys are, but if somebody's watching this and they don't know who the Wondrous Agency is, tell us a little bit about your story and who you guys are.
Yeah. So we are a full service marketing agency for dentists and specialists. That's all we do all day, every day here. We're based out of San Diego, California, and we are in our sixth year of business. So that's kind of the one sentence spiel. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, as we've grown, really the value that we've been able to provide for clients is being a full service agency where you don't have to piecemeal your marketing together. You know, you have one guy doing your website, someone else doing your social, and really making sure that marketing campaigns are holistically approached and really work for our practices.
Yeah, it's awesome. Now, give us a little state of the union on social media, because as much as we're all trying to keep up with this, I don't know that we can keep up with it. And so today you're going to give us a strategy. We're going to go down three different paths that you have to cover so you don't get left behind. But before we do that, let's talk about the why of social media. I always like to start there first.
Yeah, you know, I think we can all see that social media has changed the world we live in, right? We're all on social media. You're streaming live on Facebook right now. It changes the way that we communicate. It changes the way that we keep in touch. Changes the way that we follow the news and consume products. But I think a lot of times the question we get from our dental clients is, well, I'm on social media for my personal life, but what about for business? And then one more step further, they may say, well, you know what? It's great for that company selling shoes online, or maybe it's great for that local cupcake company, but I'm just a boring dental office. Social media is not right for me. Right. And I think what we have seen is it's all about the approach that you take, and really to take a step back and ask or answer the why. I like to really, you know, look at social media as kind of the new newspaper, right? You know, back even 10 years ago, I remember, you know, 15, 20 years ago, I'd be at home, my dad would be reading the newspaper. That's how he kept up on the world. This is what people have been doing for years. Now everybody's on their phone. They're scrolling. They're checking out what's going on in their actual social community of friends. And so that's where people's eyeballs are. That's where people's attention is. And so we need to really grab them at that point. And so I think once we know that there are eyeballs there, that there are people that are, you know, engaging, then the next step is, well, what content can we put in front of them that's going to really help them get to know the business and really make it a useful interaction?
Yeah, and absolutely. And social media is not going away. I mean, it's growing by the day as far as what we can do, where we can be all the time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sometimes we'll get the people that will, you know, ask us questions like, oh, well, is Facebook dead? Or, you know, is right. What's the next thing? And it's one of those things that, you know, if you look at sort of just growth patterns, things may slow a little bit, but overall, we just have more and more people globally that are on all of these networks interacting. And not only that, the networks themselves are evolving. So what Facebook was 5 years ago, what Instagram was 3 years ago, is totally changing. And we have more ways of creating content, more ways of engaging people than ever before. So for me, it just keeps getting more and more relevant and finding its way into more parts of our lives. Is that a good thing? That's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, we don't know yet. So take us through this. If I'm a dentist watching this, I mean, where would I even start? If I'm not even on social media, or we're just kind of beginners here, where would you say you'd start?
Yeah, so I think there's kind of really in my mind right now, there's kind of the big two that we talk about. And I don't think this will be any surprise, but, you know, Facebook and Instagram, both owned by the same company, are really probably the best places for you to spend time. Now, there's some other relevant areas. Of course, there's Twitter. If that's something that you naturally do, you know, engage people there. Pinterest, if that's something you naturally do, put cool ideas up there. You're going to find people that connect with you there. But I think if this is brand new, you know, start with Facebook, start with Instagram. For anyone that's holding out and is saying, I'm not sure if I should do this, I'll give you the best reason right now why you should at the very least have a business page for your Facebook. We're not going to talk about SEO today or search engine optimization, but having that business Facebook page is one of the very important ways that search engines actually verify that you're a real business. And so, you know, if not just to make sure that you have this big sort of stamp of approval that, yes, my lights are on, I'm a real business, make sure that you have a Facebook page for your business.
Yeah. Now, do you have an opinion on where this is headed to, even with Instagram? Because I have so many people that even approach me and say, look, you got to go to Instagram because Facebook has lost a little bit of trust and they're regaining that. Do you have an opinion on that or not?
I don't know. Do you have I mean, you have an opinion about everything.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the reality is that, like I said, so Instagram is owned by Facebook. Mm-hmm. And when you really get, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, when you get into the mechanics of how we can advertise on these social platforms, they're cross advertising platforms. So you can have an ad on Facebook and an ad on Instagram. So I think the good news is we don't have to choose. We can do both. Right. You know, I think Instagram is a phenomenal content engine. It's a place that we go to browse photos and videos that we want to connect to. And I think, you know, this is kind of a nice segue into what we're going to talk about today, which is how do we create good content? But if you're able to create good content, Instagram is a great way to leverage that. Facebook, I think, is a little bit of a broader platform than Instagram. People also go there for news. They go there to connect with people. And in many ways, it is still a hub for the rest of the internet. Someone brought up a point the other day that I thought was really interesting. Facebook, I believe, is the only major social network that is that has you sign up as yourself. You know, you don't have one of these sort of cutesy usernames, right? I'm Michael Anderson on Facebook. And so that's why I think a lot of other sites look to it as a way to plug in and verify users because we are who we are, presumably, unless we're just lying about our name. And so that's going to keep Facebook as a very core central hub for a long time to come.
Yeah, that's so important. Now, you know, getting started on Facebook or Instagram, that's kind of the easy. The hard part is creating content, which I know. And, you know, we've talked about this in the past. There are companies out there that make all these cutesy like content. And we know as users more now than ever when something isn't authentic. So can you speak to that? Like when it comes to content and authenticity, how do we put those two together so it shows our core values, who we are as a practice, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I think your social media obviously has to be a reflection of you. I think obviously there's a lot of automation out there. There's cutesy graphics. There's old lady and old man in a field holding hands. There's, you know, hot lady with her hair blown in the wind. That stuff's not authentic. And so just like when you're consuming products, you know, be it Michael used the example, a shoe company or a clothing company or whatever it may be, you want to connect with the brand. You want to be a part of what they're doing. And the same thing stands for dental practice. So why would we use grandma and grandpa in a field holding hand stock imagery? Why wouldn't we get the real grandma and grandpa who are coming into your practice on photo or on video and leverage them as an authentic story that you can tell as part of your practice? And so that can be your patients, that can be your team members, that can be you on video or photo, and that can be the beautiful office that you have or the new piece of equipment or your personal life, if you're willing to share that, your family, your hobbies, all of those things are a part of the business that you own. So you want to put that on display.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that we see endemically in marketing, especially for businesses and for dental practices, is what I would call the check the box mentality. You know, a lot of times we're dealing with things that move quickly, that are tough to keep up with. And so people often feel like, well, I'm on social media. I'm checking that box. Now where are the new patients? Or, you know, if we looked at something else, I have a website. That should be enough. And specifically for social media, to echo what Laura said, you know, you should really look at your social feed if you're on social media and think, what am I interested in? And I guarantee you it's not going to be the stock photos or the things that feel like it's marketing to you. It's going to be something that you connect with other human beings. That's why social media has really become so omnipresent. We want to connect. And you should try to create content that mirrors that. And so I think, you know, we've got some really cool strategies that we can share today to kind of help give people that next step. Because I'll tell you, if there's one thing we found, if we go to our doctors and we say, hey, can you send us something for social media? It's crickets, because it's hard. It's hard to figure out what does that mean? What should I do? And so we found that having very specific goals, not making it too big, and saying this week, this is what we're going to focus on. Bring that into your team huddle. Say this week, we're going to get one photo or three photos or a video of this one specific thing.
Yeah. And go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and it can be the stuff that's happening organically that you're already doing that you're just not thinking about. Like, I'll just use an example from this morning for us. You know, when we have a new team member join our team, every that first day we have a breakfast together. So when we have a breakfast together, let's shoot a video. Let's introduce that new team member. Let's do a pan shot of the office all eating their bagels and chit-chatting. And so it's leveraging the stuff that's already happening in the office and just taking that moment of pause to be like, I should document this.
Yep.
Yeah. What a great way to start working anywhere. Welcome to the jungle. You know, you have breakfast with us. You know, that's so cool. And I guess a big piece of this too is using the assets that you already have around you, because a lot of dentists would say, I don't know where to start, but you have some incredible team members that are probably tech savvy or, you know, social media savvy, 10 times the doctor in some respects. So again, where do we start with this?
So, you know, the cool thing about this is content has gotten easier and easier to create. You know, 5 years ago, we would have had to invest in a really nice camera, or, you know, 10 years ago, certainly. Now we have these awesome machines in our pockets called smartphones or iPhones, and you're really able to do quite a lot with that. And so I think it really comes back down to what should we do? And Laura kind of quickly walked through this, but I think maybe more specifically, the first thing to do is to create a content calendar. Just like anything else on your team, you know, you have huddles, hopefully, where you're getting together and you're talking about production goals, or you're talking about, you know, a way you're going to reach out to new patients or existing patients to improve the experience. You should do the same thing with your social content if this is something you're going to do on your own. I think a lot of times you can follow the trends. So let's think about what's going on right now. There's a bunch of stuff. Basketball season just started. If you're in a town that, you know, the NBA is a big deal, wear some jerseys, take a team photo cheering on the local team. If that's not a good fit, well, it's October. We've got a lot of stuff coming up. We probably have our office decorated for Halloween. We might have a candy buyback. We might have a costume contest at work.
Pumpkin carving contest.
We could fill a whole month of October with great, fun pieces of content. Now, this is where I want to pause for a second. And I think people that are listening might say, well, but how does this help me, right? Okay, great. I'm going to put a pumpkin up on my social media. I'm a dentist. Like, I want to talk about dental implants and I want to throw some really hard dental facts at people. There's a place for doing that. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But the first thing we have to do is connect with people where they're at. And again, that goes back to what are you seeing on your feed? I'm seeing a lot of people getting excited about the Milwaukee Bucks, new arena. People are going, like, that's where you're at. So if you're a dentist in Milwaukee and you go to a game, that's totally relevant stuff to share and let people know that you're part of that community. Then for me, it's taking one step into the office, which again is what are we doing here? Are we going out for a team lunch? Cool. Here's the hygienist. I love my hygienist at my dentist. I would, if I saw her on my feed, I'd probably comment and say, hey, you know, great, it's her birthday, or, you know, it's fun to connect with people that are part of your life. So I think it's really important to come up with a plan or a calendar that helps you focus on creating content that shows you to prospective patients and existing patients.
And just to add to that too, in terms of accountability, because right, if you're sitting in your huddle and they're like, okay, we're going to send one picture to the marketing agency this week, or we're going to strive to post one thing on our own this week. And then, like Michael said, it's crickets because you haven't given that accountability to somebody specifically. So I would say very specifically, give someone your office, be it a hygienist, be it the front desk, be it you as the doctor, and say, I'm going to strive for this goal and I'm going to bring it to the huddle next week, or I'm going to bring it to the huddle later this week and let you know that I've completed that task and here's how and here's what happened. And then when you're building out your content calendar, just, you know, write that stuff out in advance. Think about the things that you want. It really is such low-hanging fruit. Spend 1 to 2 minutes thinking about what can I, get down on a video today? What can I take a photo of today? Is there something that I did last weekend that I can leverage for this week so I don't have to go reinvent the wheel this week? All of that stuff is really, really helpful.
And this is kind of a counterpoint to something else that you'll see out in the market, which is called evergreen content. I don't know if that's a term that you've heard thrown around, but mm-hmm. It's this idea that, you know, you can have this library of content that's always relevant and it just keeps getting posted. And for me, that's the check the box thing, right? It's, you might have a fun dental cartoon, or you might have a fun, fact about a meme, or a fun fact about dentistry. I think the proof is in the pudding. So if you know, any dentists are listening to this and you want to know, well, what camp do I fall in? Look at your Facebook feed, look at your Instagram. And at the end of the day, it's about engagement, right? We want to see, are people liking posts? Are people commenting on posts? And if they're not, we got to do something different. Mm-hmm. So the I think where that leads us is this idea of engagement and referral. We know that the best way to get new patients is through referral, right? We want to have your friend, your neighbor, your patient go and tell their friend and neighbor and recommend. Facebook and Instagram are a new way for us to be in front of people, sometimes our existing patients, and have them comment and say, man, I love my dentist. And that balloons out, and then all of their friends on social media start to see that and ask questions. Say, hey, wow, you like your dentist, tell me more. So this idea of social referral is huge for social media.
Yeah. And we want to humanize the things that we already know about. And I would imagine when somebody comes to a dental practice, you know, their friend isn't the first time they've been exposed or engaged with it. You know, they've seen 7 or 8, 9 different, you know, impressions or heard about them up to this point. So we always love to see the human side behind this. That's why we love reality TV, because we're like, wow, we get to see behind the scenes type of a thing.
Exactly.
And we actually think that we're somewhat normal now. But go back to the calendar thing, because I want to ask you this. I get this question all the time. When you talked about creating calendar of accountability, I love that. I would imagine you're probably going to start simple. You know, don't try to do a post a day. Let's start with a post a week type of a thing. And then once you get good at it, maybe pick it up twice a week. What do you coach offices to do as far as that kind of a schedule goes?
Yeah, I mean, I think with social, oftentimes where we see issues with doctors, barrier to entry, is that they want to do it perfect. And I think done is sometimes better than perfect. And so, you know, challenging our doctors to give us something, and we have a lot of editing ability over here. There's a lot of editing ability for you guys on your end, and we'll talk a little bit about some tools that are easy to use on your phone. But I think, getting a cadence, getting a calendar. I just totally lost my train of thought.
I think so. So for us, we tend to post 3 times a week.
Yes.
So 3 times a week is kind of a good amount for, I think, a dental practice. Now that could vary for different brands. But you know, the reality is we think dentists definitely have a place on social media. They should connect with patients, maybe not twice a day. That might be too much. You know what? If the Packers post 5 times a day, I'm all for it. I will, anything Packers, send it to me. I want to see it. I want to read about it. My dentist posts 2 or 3 times a day. That's too much. So I think 3 times a week is really doable. And that's something to strive for. But I like where you're starting, Kirk, which is to say, let's walk before we can run. Let's do this one time. Can we, can we successfully do it one time? Great. Let's do it again. And so I think 1 time a week is a really good first step for someone that's not doing this right now.
And then that's what I was going to add on to that is, like, as we gain the evolution and as we gain commitments and we can see that we're consistently posting, okay, let's post, you know, 3 times this week and have 2 of them be photos and 1 be a video. Or, hey, we're going to really commit to the video this week. So we're only going to post once, but we're going to try really hard to do a Facebook Live or post a video and edit it quickly and add that.
So can we share a really cool pro tip for people?
Yes, absolutely.
This is one of my favorite things. This is something that gets me super excited. And I think a lot of our dentists don't know about this. So a lot of times dentists are going to say, well, but I want to do something really fun and fancy. I've got a dental implant seminar coming up and I want to have a flyer that I want to share on social media. Or, you know what? I've started to do that post once a week. I've got it. What's next? How can I make this bigger and better? There's a program out there called Canva. And we might have talked about this a little bit before in the past, but if you haven't heard about this, this is basically, it's going to turn you into like a Photoshop wizard. And if you're like, whoa, like I can't do that. That's not me. Here's why it's so cool. It has pre-set up templates for everything under the sun, social posts, flyers. You can design like a menu for it's just unbelievable. It's so cool. And you can just drag one photo in, change some text. I promise you, anyone who's never done this before, 5 minutes. And you're going to look like a Photoshop rock star. You're going to call your marketing agency up, us, and be like, guys, you're fired. I've got this. Probably not. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to give you a lot of ability to go in and do some really cool design on your own.
I've got a Canva account. I can use. That should say a lot. Actually, the Best Practices Show logo, guess where it was created?
Boom! Nice job.
Bam! No, I love Canva, and you can create flyers, and all the banner sizes are already pre-fit, so you don't have to cut, edit. It's like, you know, graphic design for dummies. I love it. It's awesome.
Yep. Cool.
Hey, can I ask you? I do have a question. You guys get to see some really cool stuff. Like, give me one post or one thing that you're like, that is really good. How creative. Is there anything that comes to mind recently that you're like, oh, that was a really good one?
So, you know, I know you've got some examples. I think I want to start out by saying, you know, one of the things that we really subscribe to when we're working with practices to build their marketing is to be intentional and to weave your marketing through everything that you do. So this is where, for me, picking themes is so important. I'll give one example from Valentine's Day. Our dentist in town is a couple. So, you know, Dr. Strummer and Dr. Strummer are fantastic dentists. We love them. And for Valentine's Day, they put up a photo of, I think when
their wedding photo.
It was their wedding photo. And they said, you know, we're going to challenge other couples out there to post a photo of yourself. And we're going to pick one of you randomly. We're going to send you to a really nice dinner on us.
Well, it was a couple. It was not of yourself. It was of you and your spouse.
A wedding photo. Yeah, exactly. And so what's so cool about this is that the mechanics on the Facebook side is brilliant, because if people start posting photos, their friends and family start to see that. So it broadens, we call it the reach or the impression of that post. And that's where we, again, get social referral. But it's also fun because you get to connect with your patients. And so, I don't know, I think maybe we had 10 or 15 different couples.
I think there was more than that. But yeah, it was awesome. It was really cute.
Super
cool.
That's
a great idea.
Yeah. And then one of the other ones that we also did, I have 2 examples. One was for St. Patrick's Day, but you could really do it for anything, was they did a jar of Lucky Charms. And they said, guess how many charms are in the jar? Well, normally that would happen in the office when somebody comes in. They did it online, which was cute and clever, and obviously got some social referral as well. And then I don't remember what the prize was. I think it was a gift card to somewhere. And then one of the more recent ones was – a couple of practices who have really committed to doing Facebook Lives on a weekly basis. And for the Facebook algorithm, it bumps Lives up to the top, which we all know. And so it really puts the videographer, or the position of the practice, in a way that, like, it will bump them up in the algorithm and show it to more people. And so you get that social referral again. So a couple of our practices have really committed to doing those Lives, answering, you know, 1 minute with a doctor. That's a common thing they're seeing in the office, or a common question they're getting on a regular basis, or showing off a new piece of equipment, or doing an office tour. Anything like that is really on par.
And if you don't feel comfortable with Lives, because I think that can be a little intimidating, you know, there's kind of two sides of the coin. One, nobody's watching you and you feel bad. On the flip side of it, people start watching and you get tongue-tied. I think video is so important increasingly because social media platforms want to push it to the front. Laura kind of talked about Facebook preferencing live video. Well, it also preferences video that you don't shoot when it's live. Mm-hmm. And I know this can feel way more intimidating for people, but I'd really like to encourage those offices that are posting once a week, that are generating some good content. If you're not doing video, look at that as your next challenge. And just like we talked about, come up with a content calendar. But the big thing there is make sure that you're asking yourself, what's the most important thing I want to communicate about? Sarah Crowns? That's awesome. Explain that. Most people don't know what a Sarah Crown is. That's super cool and it's really visual. That's a great video example.
Yeah, absolutely. And Rhonda Holman just commented, she said, I'm currently working on custom Facebook profile frames for my office. Is this a good idea for patients to use our office frame if the patients take a photo inside our office in their Facebook camera app? I don't even know what that is, but tell me.
Yeah.
What do you think about her question?
I think that's a really cool idea. There's a lot of different ways to do this, and you can do it sort of. So let's take a step back and talk about what a frame is. You know, I think that maybe we've all sort of seen these filters, right? There's Instagram filters, Snapchat filters. This is the first place that we saw it, where it layers something over the image or the video that you're taking, right? And there's crazy stuff out there now. You can see it'll give you dog ears and big twinkly eyes. Frames are a little different, but it's the same idea. What it basically means, I think sometimes you see this when you go to an event, it almost literally creates a frame, and then it might have a little icon or a logo at the bottom that is, you know, that's your practice logo. Or you could do something more fun. You could say, you know, I'm part of the Smile Club, or, you know, but it basically creates this frame that's stamped on top of the photo. And what's great is it brands the photos that are taken. So if someone were to download that and share it, other people see it and it's a branded photo. So I think it's a really cool idea. Where we're seeing the most traction right now is when you have something that is actually in your office, like an iPad that people can go up to, and there's different software out there. If people have questions about this, they can contact us after and we can give some recommendations. But it's kind of like photo booth software. We've all probably been to a wedding now where, you know, you take a photo and then you put your email in, right? And you get the photo sent to you and it's got this frame around it. That, I think, is the most effective way to really have people use it. Because if you're sitting in the waiting room, especially if you're a little younger, you see this photo booth sort of like thing, you take a photo. I think that's the coolest way to do this. The other way I might recommend doing it is if you create that frame, have your office be responsible for saying, can we take a photo, have that frame be custom built. The key thing that we always say whenever we talk about this is get permission. You got to have permission. Right. We got to be really mindful of HIPAA compliance. We don't want to be posting photos of patients without really making sure that they've actually signed something. Don't just get it verbally. Say, hey, here's a modeling agreement. That makes it sound really exciting, right? Here's a modeling agreement. And so, you know, make sure we get permission.
I like that. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. That's awesome. So what else do we need to know about social media so we don't get left behind?
Okay, so, you know, I think the big thing here that we've really tried to focus on is we got to create good content. Don't check the box. We don't want to see memes. We don't want to see dental jokes. Sometimes it's appropriate, but let's not make that the big thing. Once we start having good content, we're going to hit a roadblock. We're going to hit our head against the wall, and everybody's going to say, I remember Michael and Laura telling me to create good content. I'm doing that. It's not working. And so... what we want to do is we want to make sure we have a little bit of a budget to help break through that wall. Facebook is a business. Instagram is a business. They want us to advertise. And so, unfortunately, they've looked at businesses and said, listen, if you guys are creating good content, pump the brakes. You got to pay to play. And so the nice thing for anyone that's done Google AdWords in the past, that could be thousands of dollars. That's really prohibitive for some people. Here, $100 goes a long way. So I would say once you've started posting two or three times a week, you've got good content, maybe you've got a video or two that you've done, take a $100 budget and put it behind a couple pieces of good content, maybe $25 a piece or even $5. And that's going to open up the impressions significantly, and you're going to start showing up in front of more and more people. There's one other really cool thing. When you pay, you also get to say who you want to show an ad to. So unlike a newspaper ad in the past where you'd say, put this in the newspaper, it's going to be seen by everyone. Now you can say, just show this to moms between the ages of 25 and 45 that live in a 10-mile geographic area. And that is what really gets us excited as marketers. We can start to speak to the people that really are most important to the practice, and we can do it on a really, really affordable budget.
Yeah, and you can set intervals for that. You can have it run recurring. Like, you can see if it works. The cool thing about all this is it's metrics driven, so you can see which ones are working, which ones aren't. And correct me if I'm wrong, it shows you what your you can calculate what your ROI is on this too. So you're not just throwing money in.
Yeah. So, you know, this is where we start getting more to pro level social marketing, but we're able to do a lot of tracking. And so multiple things we can do. But what this all hinges on is putting something called a pixel on your website or wherever you want people to ultimately go. And it's going to help you do a lot of things. You can see whether people click on your ad and come to the website, whether they click on the ad, come to your website, and fill out a form. You can use call tracking, which is something we do, and I know we've talked about in the past, to say, how many people came from Facebook and called me? I want to know, am I getting calls from Facebook? That's super important. But the other thing that's really cool about this pixel is we can do this thing called remarketing. And I know we all know what this is because it follows us everywhere, right? And I think we've talked about this a little in the past. If I'm shopping for, let's say, a tent, right? And I'm all over the internet looking at tents, all of a sudden those tents start to follow me around. And we can do the same thing. If someone comes to your website or they engage with you online, you can start to remind them that they were interested in you by having a video of you talking about Sarah Crowns. Follow them around. And so that's a great example. You know, if someone's looking to do a dental implant or get a crown, that might be something that, you know, they're going to do a little research on, right? It's going to take a little while. It's a big investment for them. If you keep following them and say, hey, this is so much easier, it's going to take something that's 3 weeks or 4 weeks and make it one day. That's something that could really ultimately bring some big cases in just by doing this really cool thing called remarketing. So yeah, there's definitely a lot of great ways to track metrics.
Yeah. Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, cool. Any last thoughts we have just on social media and, you know, as far as tips or tricks, things that we want to know?
I think the key thing is, you know, don't be afraid of it. Get your hands dirty. It's a place that you can make mistakes. Just try posting stuff and see what works and what doesn't. But, you know, to kind of recap the big things we talked about today, make sure that you create your own content, have something coming from within your team. Make sure there's someone that's accountable for that, and you have at least a loose plan about what content you want to create and when you expect it to be created by. And then don't be afraid of video. Video is going to be that sort of next level thing that we want to get to. Ultimately, if you really want to succeed in social media, you need to spend a little money. A $100 budget once a month goes a long way. Start there and make this something your team enjoys. Social media should be fun. We have a lot of fun doing it. Quick plug, check us out on social. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and you definitely get a chance to see what our team is like. Might be a fun way to kind of, you know, get some examples and sort of see how could you use this for your team.
And I think just to, on a final note, I think one of the things that we talk about a lot with our clients is just being authentic and how authenticity is really ingratiates you with people. And people want to know who you are, and they want to know the business you run. They want to know the team that you have, and they want to see a piece of that before they decide to pick up the phone and call. And so really authenticity, I think, is at the center of great content. And so keeping that in mind as you, you know, foray into your social media marketing moving forward.
Yeah, amen to that. And you guys do an amazing job. If you're watching this, check them out at Wondrous Agency. They also have a button there where you can just click it and you can talk, not directly to Laura, but if I wanted to have a call with you to learn, you know, if I'm a dentist watching this and I'm kind of struggling where to start, you're awesome at being in. Hey, look, let's have a phone call and see where it goes from there. And you can schedule that directly into your calendar from your website. Is that right?
Yep. Just go to wonderstagency.com and click chat with Laura, which is right in the top header. You can't miss it. Click on that and it will sync right with my calendar and yours.
Sounds good. Well, I appreciate you guys being on. As always, you always give us great content, great things to think about. Check them out at Wondrous Agency. We're going to have them back on so many other topics. So thank you guys for being here. I really appreciate it. And thank you guys for watching the Best Practices Show. If you enjoyed today, which I know you did, just do us a favor, hit the share button, share it with your friends. Keep sending us suggestions for things that you want to see from the Wondrous Agency or anybody else. And until we see you next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. We'll